Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
President Ramaphosa has met Indian steel tycoon Lakshmi Mittal at Davos in Switzerland. This follows an earlier meeting between Mittal and three cabinet ministers, finances Enoch Godongwana, his trade counterpart Parks Tau, and electricity's Josiencio Ramakgopa. The talks are part of an attempt to head off the planned closure of steel mills at the end of this month, deemed crucial to the local economy. The meeting was confirmed by South Africa's National Treasury. No further details have emerged. We do know that Mittal Steel's South African subsidiary, AMSA, is unhappy at the way scrap metal is treated, including a 30% discount on the international price of scrap, and has also lobbied government for tariffs on imported steel, especially from China. Car and component makers, among many, are deeply unhappy about the planned closures. Good news on the inflation front raises hopes of a possible interest rate cut. Consumer inflation for the month of December has come in at 3% year-on-year. Although that's up from November's 2.9%, it is lower than the 3.2% median of 15 economists' estimates in a Bloomberg survey. With a rand that seems to be recovering somewhat, Capital Economics' David Omojomolo says it supports their view that the Reserve Bank can continue with its easing cycle. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meets for the first time this year next week. A cut of 25 basis points, a quarter of 1%, seems possible. We may have to wait until March, though. We know Governor Lesetse Kganyako is watching developments in the new Trump administration very closely, and he is, of course, a real inflation hawk. Either way, the forward markets are still saying that's it. A quarter of a percent, January or March, will be the only rate cut this year. On the retail side, sales surged in November, fueled by strong performances across multiple categories. Measured in real terms, retail sales for the month were up 7% year-on-year, led by general dealers up nearly 12%. It is the best level for retail in 14 years. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the All-Share and Top 40 down a quarter of a percent. London's FTSE ended flat. In New York, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 1.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong flat, Sydney down 0.5%. The US dollar unchanged at 104 to the euro, the rand at 18.51 to the dollar, 19.26 to the euro, 22.79 to sterling. Gold at 2,750, platinum 945, Bitcoin 102,900, Brent crude oil just under $79 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.